Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ignite Your Purpose Radio Show on the Glory Network, bringing you awesome guests and topics with biblical principles to fuel you in life and business. Here's your host, Bridget Banks.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining me on today after a busy day. Hope you truly have enjoyed your day on today. Today, we're going to talk about preparation, taking the next steps of faith, And truly, this is what preparation is all about, moving forward in the vision that God has given to you. So for a moment, we'll go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on this day, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you, hallelujah, for your joy, your peace, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, just for who you are, Lord God, hallelujah. You are Alpha and the Omega, Lord God, the beginning and the end, God. We ask you right now, Lord God, that you would cover each and every listener, Lord God, that will listen to this broadcast, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless them in every endeavor, Lord God. Bless them, hallelujah, hallelujah, with favor, Lord God, with you and with man. Bless them, hallelujah, Lord God, to move forward, Lord God, and fulfill their best and maximal potential in you, Lord God. Bless them in the area of leadership, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, strategic planning, God. Provide them the wisdom, Lord God, from on high, Lord God, to mobilize your vision, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Use them, O God, to instruct, Lord God, to teach, to equip, Lord God, to empower, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for each and every person, Lord God, hallelujah, that will listen to this broadcast, Lord God. I simply want to hear a word from you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless you, and we glorify you on this day in Jesus' name. So, again, we're going to talk about today preparation, taking the next steps of faith. And this is all surrounded around the question, is strategic planning biblical? So I want to encourage you on today, yes, strategic planning is biblical. It's a biblical concept that is necessary as you're taking your next steps of faith, a dream, vision, idea, anything that God has placed in your heart to do in order for his divine plan to be manifested in the earth, it takes planning, it takes strategic planning. So it is biblical, and we're going to take a look at that on today, starting with the scripture, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. In God's word translation, it reads, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. So everything about, of course, about this broadcast is about mobilizing, activating and mobilizing those of you who are listening to move forward that which God has entrusted you, the gifts, talents, and ideas that he's given for you in order for his will to be manifested, not only for you, but for those who are attached to you. I always say your purpose is a solution to a problem in the earth. So it's imperative that you move forward and to do and don't put it on a bookshelf and let it collect dust, but to actually mobilize and do what it is that God entrusted you to do. Because as God uses his people to move forward and advance the kingdom, of course, God is God alone, and he's God all by himself. He could do it all by himself. But he has blessed us and privileged us to be able to manifest and do that which he has entrusted in us to help and mobilize the vision and advance the kingdom. So today we will discuss preparation, taking the next steps of faith. And I want to use some biblical leaders that we've seen just to bring out this point of mobilizing in the marketplace and utilizing your gifts and talents and putting action to the vision that God has given to you. So we know Moses leading the people out of Egypt, going to the promised land, Moses had to learn to be a strategic thinker, okay? So Moses reached a place in his leadership where he wasn't as effective in producing the results that were needed. And then came along his father-in-law, who was Jethro, and gave him the sound advice, or we could call a strategic plan, for him to move forward in the vision that God had given him. So here we see a specific example in Exodus, how God used a person to be able to help the leader in order to fulfill the vision or to do what it is that God was having for him to do, had placed upon his heart to do, to lead the people out into the promised land. But he reached a place where there were more problems than there were solutions. And so in that place, Jethro had advised him, you know, the way you're doing things, you know, it's not good. You know, that's not going to work because of the simple fact, you know, it's going to wear you out. It's going to wear the people out. So in essence, you know, it was just too much of a burden. And so, you know, Moses would go to God on behalf of the people, yet he was still in a place of needing to select leaders who were capable, who feared God and who hated dishonest gain, and to appoint them. And then they will become leaders, and they will solve some of the issues that were happening, and then that which they couldn't do, they would present back to Moses. That alleviated the burden, the frustration, and helped to being able to continue to move forward. This, I want you to stay tuned for the wow factor, because we're going to talk about this model that we see of leadership that can be utilized in ministry and business, in your place of work, wherever you may find yourself. Operating in the capacity of leadership. We're all leaders in some shape, form, or fashion, whether it's in your home or your job, in the marketplace, as a business owner, whether it's in ministry. But this model is something that is very useful as a tool to be able to move forward. Another leader I want to take a look at is Joshua. Joshua was provided a strategy by the Lord. We see that in chapter 6, and he was delivered, you know, true and clear instructions on how to overtake the strong city, Jericho, and rebuild it. And so that's another example on how God, in providing instructions, strategic plan, Joshua has specific instructions. As you take a look, I want you to take a look in your free time, go back to Joshua chapter 6. And you will see these specific instructions that the Lord gave Joshua in order to overtake that city. Another leader I want to take a look at is Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a God-appointed leader, and he was entrusted the vision of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And Nehemiah began to establish and then work through a well-planned strategy to accomplish the vision that God had given to him. He assessed the damage, he secured the resources, and he established leaders and distributed the assignments among them. So we know in building anything, you need specifics. You need to be able to rebuild any type of building or anything like that. You need specifics. So Nehemiah had a specific plan in being able, a strategic plan, to do what God had entrusted for him to do in rebuilding. So he assessed the damage, secured the resources, established leaders, and he distributed those assignments. Another leader I want to take a look at is David. David was a strategic thinker. In fact, David was a strategic thinker from childhood. David needed man who could think and plan. He needed men who could think and plan strategically, and gave them the and God gave him the men of Issachar. Okay, we see that in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. God gave him the men of Issachar in order to fulfill the vision. I want to stop right there because David, you know, he won many battles. Of course, we know he fought against Goliath and defeated Goliath. And God gave him the people that he needed in order for him to win. And so another leader I want to take a look at, which is our ultimate example, which is Jesus, he recruited his leadership, developed them, and sent them out to do the same as he did. He demonstrated and taught them the same things that he had done for them to go out and to repeat it. And we also take a look as well at the Apostle Paul. He played a key role. He was a key player in the establishing the early church. He had a strategy. He chose key cities with great influence, and it was all about accomplishing God's purposes through a strategic plan. And so that is what it is when we're talking about strategic planning as a biblical concept, whether you're using the ministry, business, in your home, wherever the case may be, in your workplace, that we are to be intentional, have intentional goals, and thinking things through, and being able to accomplish the vision. Whether, you know, and this where it comes into place, we have, you know, the Holy Spirit that teaches us all things, that guides us and leads us. And we also have advisors that are able to give us counsel in order to be able to have those plans succeed. Proverbs 15:22 is, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. And so that leads us into our wow factor on today. Wow factor is words of wisdom. I want to talk about the model of leadership. Like I said, you know, whether it's in ministry or in business or at your workplace, I believe this to be an effective model as we, you know, you think about, you know, you have where you have a visionary that gives all the commands and, you know, the followers just follow. And then you have a model that says, servant leadership, where everybody serves. You know, everybody serves, everybody is a leader. But then you have a model where those two models can intersect, where the visionary not only serves, but teaches and equips the leaders, select leaders, to lead as well, and to teach and equip and to serve, where is now in a place where you are now communicating with one another, where the leaders that were developed are able to communicate with the visionary, and it all goes through a cycle of success. This, I believe, is our best model where it's not top-heavy or bottom-heavy. I truly believe in this concept simply because I have a medical field background, and some of the most effective and efficient doctors that we had were the ones who didn't start off as a doctor. They were servants. They knew the field. They knew it well. They knew what it was to work the floor, not just in head knowledge, not just in a leadership form, but they knew it in a servant form. And so when they were now in a place of, you know, being a doctor, they were the most, because they knew they had already walked through those ropes. They already knew what it was to be in those shoes. They knew how the workplace operated. They knew how things flowed, versus just looking at it from top down and just assuming these things would work. But when you hit the ground running, it may not work. And so some of the most effective and efficient doctors I loved to work with were the ones who knew what it was to be on both sides. I believe this is a Christian model, a great way and a concept in order to build leaders. build leaders to be successful. It alleviates the burden off of the visionary. The visionary alleviates the burden off of them being frustrated and constantly having to go back and forth for the solution, but it's actually equipping them for them to be a solution as well. I believe this is the model that Jesus presented to us, and it also produces what we talked about before in a previous broadcast, is reproductivity. I think this brings about the most efficient productivity, which ends in good success. I love how it talks about, you know, in the strategic plan and learning to have that where you have leaders that hate dishonest gain. Everything that we do it to integrity. And when I say integrity, it's not our own integrity, but the integrity of Scripture. When we are building anything, whether it's ministry, whether it's business, our families, whatever the case may be, are we doing it in the integrity of Scripture? That is the best integrity. Those are the words of wisdom of today. I hope you are encouraged and empowered to move forward in your vision that God has entrusted to you, your dream, idea, to hit the ground running, to be a servant leader, develop other servant leaders, and together you create something that you couldn't create separately. Be able to choose your leaders and choose them wisely. Again, I hope you're encouraged. We will close out in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to be able to serve you, Lord God, to be able to pour into your people, Lord God, that they would have understanding, that they would be able to be activated and mobilized in the marketplace to move forward that which you entrusted them to do. Lord God, the ministries, the businesses, ideas that you've given them, Lord God, visions and dreams, Lord God, wherever they find themselves, Lord God, in the workplace, wherever they may be, Lord God, that you would guide them by your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will send, Lord God, the connections, the advisors that they need, Lord God, that would give them godly counsel, Lord God, and wisdom to be able to mobilize their vision effectively, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that it's bigger than them, Lord God, that we need a team, Lord God, to effectively and efficiently, Lord God, that they are blessed and endowed with wisdom to equip them, Lord God, to be effective and efficient, Lord God, and that which you have given to the leaders to do, Lord God. God, we thank you right now. We bless you, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, the blessing of Solomon among them, Lord God, upon them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Solomon asked for wisdom, Lord God. And your word says, ask for wisdom liberally, and you will give it, Lord God. Ask for wisdom, pray for wisdom, and you will give it liberally, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for godly wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you would give them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus as they move forward, Lord God, to advance your kingdom. It's all about your kingdom. It's all about, Lord God, advancing your purposes, Lord God, and your will. Lord God, empowering and endowing those, Lord God, hallelujah, with a greater anointing, Lord God, to do that which you have entrusted for them to do, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We ask you, God, that you would stir up the gift. Hallelujah. Stir up the vision, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stir up the fire, the passion, the zeal, Lord God. Hallelujah. Renew their strength, Lord God. Renew their vision. Renew their dreams, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Waking them out of slumber, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Be encouraged on today and every day. Remember to ignite your purpose. And until next time, enjoy the journey.
Thank you for joining the Ignite Your Purpose radio show on the Glory Network with your host, Bridget Banks. You can connect at bridgetbanks.com. Until next time, enjoy the journey.